Robert Perkins.
I thought before I began, we could invite Victoria and Doug to come out and give them a round of applause for all the work it takes to make Coyote Tales, Coyote Tales. Doug's at the bar. You never see the wind except through what it touches. And you never see or know your emotions until someone or something touches them. And in the Arctic, you never get to see an event happening. You always come across the fish bones on the rock by the river. You come across the explosion of ptarmigan feathers that had been taken by a hawk or an owl. You see the caribou antlers on the grass, and you never see anything unfolding. Halfway down the river I travel is a canyon called Hawk Rapids. And Hawk Rapids is 1 mile of high banks, rock banks that compress the river into its beautiful symphony of its 650 miles length. And this story is when I was sitting in the eddy at the bottom, having spent 3 or 4 days in the canyon, a big eddy. I'm in a small canoe called Loon. And I've just unscrewed the top of a little silver thermos and poured myself a cup of coffee. And I saw out of the corner of my eye something come into the eddy. I knew if I moved, it would disappear. So I froze. And it was a wolf, a gray wolf. And it swam out into the eddy towards me. When it saw me, it went back to shore, to the sand beach, and went up what's called an esker. And its body was wet. You could see the strength of its thighs. You could see the ribs with the wetness. And the water off his body made dark spots on the white rocks. And at the top of that esker, he looked across the river. I looked across the river, and I saw a 2-year-old caribou on the beach pacing back and forth. And I realized, I wondered, how many other wolves are watching the caribou? And my answer to that question was the next minute, a big white wolf came out from behind a sand dune towards the beach, towards the caribou. The caribou jumped into the river with the wolf right behind it. And that wasn't a bad position for the caribou, because if he'd been approached from water, he'd have run inland. And if he was approached from the land, he went in the water. And a wolf can outswim and outrun a wolf. I mean, the caribou can outrun and outswim a wolf. So here was this caribou who cannot see straight ahead. He has to turn his head to see where he's going. And he looked like he was strongly disagreeing with the position he was in the river with the wolf right behind him. The wolf's head had not gotten wet. It was white. And you could see the almond-shaped eyes in his head traveling across the blue water behind the caribou. Halfway across the river, the caribou did a good thing for itself and headed downstream, getting the extra push from the current. The wolf realized at that point that he'd lost. So he didn't stop. He kept swimming across the river towards my side. And when he crossed the midpoint of the river, I knew what I would do. I paddled out and joined him. So I'm paddling beside a full-grown Arctic wolf, and there's nothing that he can do except keep swimming. And then I knew what I would do. And I reached my hand out, and I ran it down between his ears, down his neck, and I could feel the sand and the tangle in his fur. And then I did it again. And I thought of the Plains Indians who in the heat of battle, their highest form of courage was to ride into an enemy and just touch him. And they called it counting coup. So I had just counted coup on a wolf, but he's not my enemy, but I had counted coup on him. And I just sat there, and he finished his swim across the river, and he bounded up the esker, and you could see the strength in his body and his thighs and his ribs, and the water going off his body made those dark spots on the white rocks. Halfway up, he stopped, and he looked at me. And in all my human interactions, I have never suffered the look of disdain that he gave me. Like, you touched me. And I go, yes, I did. And I could not paddle. I had to paddle down, and I screwed the top back on that silver thermos. And I just let the canoe drift downstream. And about 30 yards downstream, there was a big white boulder with a very black raven sitting on top of it, who'd seen the whole thing. And as I drifted by, I thought to myself, I might have counted coup on a wolf, but how many times has death counted coup on me? Thank you.